I'm Rachel Otwell, and you're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS. For this interview, I'm at the Demo Project off 4th Street on the campus of the Springfield Art Association, and I'm here with Judah Johnson and Brad Boster. So I want to hear a little bit about both of your backgrounds. Judah, let's start with you. When did you start doing art, and where did you go to school for it, that sort of thing?
I started doing art in high school, like my senior year, really, and then went to UIS, actually started in Bloomington at the junior college there, took a few art classes, photography, and then went to UIS to get my final bachelor's degree. So,
okay, Brad, what about you?
Started in high school, like Judah. We actually went to the same high school, probably had the same teachers too. And then I kind of bounced around to different colleges, ended up at UIS, and that's where I met Judah. And we're both really into screen printing.
And just from looking around, you can see evidence of that screen printing. And Judah, I think I was actually in a screen printing class with you at UIS.
What? Really?
Really. Remember we all had to do like a certain amount of prints to give out at the end?
Yeah.
I totally have one of yours, so I'm not making this up.
What was your print?
My print was the trees.
The trees.
Yeah, clearly very memorable. So I was wondering, though, it kind of looks like the same style. Is that how you got started? And can you talk to us about the images? They look like family photographs?
Yeah, so in that class, right around that time, I found a crate of old family photographs, my grandpa, my dad, even as a little kid, and just started digging those out, and it was screen printing, which is kind of a photographic process, so it was natural to just use the photographs, turn them into screens and print, and I've just been doing it ever since. It just works. I really enjoy working with these old photos of my family members. It kind of, I don't know, it does something for me.
How do you pick which ones to use?
I don't. I kind of use what I have. I try not to be too picky. I really like to just use what's there and not be too selective and kind of let things happen naturally and see where it goes and let that lead me down another path. So I try not to be picky at all.
And one thing I learned in that class is sometimes you need a lot of stuff to do screen printing. So how did you start doing it not in the academic setting?
Honestly, leftover stuff from the classes. Since I really enjoyed it, I had all this, you know, when you take a class, any art class, you buy plenty of supplies, plenty of materials, and at the end of the semester, it's inevitable that you have those left over. A lot of students leave them there. For other students to take advantage, I took mine home, and I just had all these leftover materials, so it was natural to just continue doing screen printing.
Brad, can you tell us the name of the show and a little bit about the concept? I realize you guys are going to be giving art away, which is something I've never heard of before. So a little bit about why you decided to do that.
Sure. The show is actually entitled Priceless. I mean, we're giving everything away. It's a lot of the materials are either, you know, leftovers, or a lot of my stuff is scrapped or reclaimed wood that I've either, you know, pulled out of my house. And like you said, old screens and just working with what we have, and kind of it's a process of, it's almost like a problem solving in some ways. You put something down and you know, try to make it look good.
The value, the questioning the value of art, do we even have to sell it to make it valuable? Does that matter? I think there's a lot of pressure on artists to do that, and we're just kind of saying in so many words, who cares? Let's just give it away and have fun with it.
And so you guys are still setting up in here, but just looking around, there's bigger pieces. There's one on the far wall that's white. It's got silver frame, a skull, everything from that to these smaller pieces on the ground that have yet to go up. And I see another family portrait, some chairs. Talk a little bit about, Brad, for you, your art, what the subject matter has been.
A lot of mine are also family photos that I've just, ones that I've really been drawn to. I think all of them are actually my grandparents. They had a big impact in my life, and I love these old photos and just the way they look on different surfaces, and it's kind of, yeah.
And so is all of this stuff going to be given away?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, every last piece will be given away. if at the end of the show everyone's gotten a piece and there's still some stuff left on the walls, we'll just encourage people to grab whatever they want and take it. Multiples. Or no, we're not going to burn it. But yeah, even multiples. We want every one person to walk away with one piece. And if there's stuff left over, then by all means grab something, because Christmas is right around the corner, as we all know.
So is this part in the spirit of the holidays?
You know, not intentionally. We had this show scheduled for December a long time ago, and we didn't have an idea quite yet. So, no, not intentionally, but I like that it played out that way.
And how are you going to decide who gets what? Will it just be anarchy in here, people fighting each other?
A part of me wants it to be anarchy, but we needed people to hang out and enjoy the art for a little bit, and we also don't want people fighting over things. So we decided to, we've got tickets, and as you come in, you're going to get a raffle ticket, and the other one will go in a jar, and we will call out numbers, and then whatever person goes first gets to walk up and pick a piece off the wall, and the next person. And then maybe around 8 o'clock or so, we'll probably just open it up and let people grab what they want.
So you guys are both part of the demo project, right? Can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to get involved with that?
Well, Judah and I were both part of the pharmacy, and really just like the idea of, you know, local artists being together just to talk about art. And what the demo project is, it's not necessarily the local artists. Most of our artists are, you know, from all over, even all over the world. But it just brings all the artists together, you know, at least once a month, so we can all hang out, talk about art. It's all something we share in common, so.
The art scene in Springfield has been growing slowly, a lot of thanks in part to the pharmacy. You know, they kind of sparked something that's snowballed a little bit, and we're kind of just taking what they've already built on and building on it in a different level. We're bringing in not local artists, and except for me and Brad, I guess. So it's just watching the Springfield seed kind of blow up, really, I just wanted to be a part of it ever since it started happening.
And so compared to the other installations that have been in this space, these look like more kind of things that will be hanging on the wall eventually. Is it the giving away concept here that makes it different than a normal gallery show?
Yeah, I think, you know, mine and Brad's work definitely, just like you said, because it hangs on a wall, is kind of more traditional contemporary art show that you would see, as opposed to what we have here in the gallery normally is a lot of installation pieces and things that might be a little bit more intellectual, for lack of a better word. But so yeah, the concept grows a little bit when we start to give this stuff away, the stuff that we have put a lot of effort into and a lot of material into and time. You know, it does mean a lot to us, but to flip the script and just say take it is where the conceptual stuff comes in, I guess.
Is it going to be painful to give away?
There's a couple pieces that are probably near and dear to our hearts, but, you know, once you start working on something, there might be a piece that I spend an hour on and another one that I might not even spend, you know, 10 minutes on, and you just kind of get lost in that while you're working. And then part of you is almost like, oh, should I keep this for myself or should I put it in? But no, I didn't. I mean, I'll be happy to let any of this go, so.
All right, and then I usually end by asking, who do you think should come see the show?
I would like everybody in Springfield who has any interest in going to an art show to come to it. I'd also like anyone in Springfield who says, like, there's nothing to do in Springfield, I'd like them to come to it and grab a free piece of art, because it's a free art show. You get free art. We have free art shows here every month, by the way, you know. You don't get to take the stuff, but it's still free. So those people, the naysayers.